Defending your dogs from fleas and ticks, David Sparks, Ag Information Network. It's been featured on all the national news broadcasts. Fleas and ticks this year are everywhere in your environment. So if you love that dog of yours on your farm or ranch, listen to the words of Amy Robinson from the Valley Vet Supply.
I'm in Oklahoma, and we are dealing with the same thing. It's a very big year for fleas and ticks. We have several dogs ourselves out here in the country, and it's been critical to protect against these things. So there's a lot of different approaches to protecting dogs from fleas and ticks. There's a lot of symptoms that a dog can show their owner whenever they are being accosted by fleas and ticks. Of course, you're going to want to make sure that you are checking under the flanks of your dog to see if you can find any fleas or ticks. Check another flank, check their toes, check their ears. Especially those that are spending the majority of time outside, they're going to have greater exposure. But there are a number of diseases that fleas and ticks can present to dogs. Of those, of course, are Rocky Mountain spotted fever, as well as Lyme disease, just to name a few. But dogs can demonstrate many tick or flea-borne disease symptoms. Some of those include being lethargic. They may have a fever. They may lose weight. They can have joint pain. They can be weak. They can even have discolored gums and swelling and stiffness of joints.
Lots of preventative steps you can take. Ask your vet. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.